Yes.
This is the din in this, and this is the din in that. And we're going to see examples of that tonight, too. Okay, I am enthusiastic about nausea. Okay, we are... I'm sorry, you guys don't feel the same way. Okay. I'm not a brisker. I'm anti-brisk. But I have... I know that in Moed and in Kutchim and in nausea, it fits. It's a definitely that fits. And when it fits, it's very geschmack. When you get to Nezikin, that's when brisk falls short because they don't, can't deal with sforus. They're very bad dealing with sforus. With logic. There's no logic. Everything is categories, right? So they can't deal with things which require psychology or, you know, das, things like that. But when they deal with nausea, it's fantastic. Okay, I really shouldn't have put that on tape, but it is, and we shall leave it there. We are on daf, hoping someday somebody will listen to the tapes. We are on, Tezayin. Yeah, we are 48 block behind, though, guys, by the way. I figured I would get you depressed because I got depressed this morning when I looked at it. 48 block. All right. We are on, you think they're going to save us the seats in Madison Square Garden? You think they're going to save us our seats if we don't finish on time? We are on Daf Tezayin or Daf page 31. Age 31. I think it's June next year. I don't have a luach that goes far. We're on page 30 to 31. Tezayin Rav already think we're talking about where witnesses contradict one another, and Rav says that even if you have two groups of witnesses who contradict one another, as long as they agree on the ultimate result, we can accept them. Okay, as long as they agree on the ultimate result, in other words, Reuven and Shimon say the murder occurred this way. Levi and Yehuda say the murder occurred that way. Nevertheless, if they both agree to the murder, we accept them both. Not if Reuven says one way and Shimon says another way, then we can't combine them to be one group of testimony. But if both groups are testifying that the murder occurred, then that suffices. Arepta cheli de Rav min hador, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 lines down. Chelet de Rav min hador, the strength, the reliance of Rav is from the following Bryce, the following Mishnah. Rav Yudah Meshim both say, Vezuvazu modo sheino kayim, where both, you have two here, and you have, in this case, two women, who each one who says, two tzoros actually, to each other. Each one says that the husband died in their husband, right? They're both wives of the same husband. So each one says that their husband died in X manner, right? So they're not believed for the other one, because you know Tzara is not believed, the co-wife is not believed to be Matir, her co-wife, right? But they're believed on themselves. Hi, they contradict each other, because one says he was killed in Achmeis, Libya. And the other says he was killed in Iraq. But nevertheless, since they're both testifying he's dead, we don't consider this to be a clash, and we allow each one to be matir herself to get remarried to the marketplace. Okay? So it's a hope, they can get married. Velo Shmiya, the Marebi Lazar, and he does not agree, actually, it means here, even though it says he did not hear. Here means he does not agree with that which Rabbi Lezer said, that Moder Rabbi Lezer conceded, be'edim, that edim, when they contradict each other, we discard them.
Only Ma'ben edim, Ma'ben Tzara, and Rabbi Lezer, what's the difference between edim and co-wives? Lo chashashu devar tzara etzel chaver tzoklub. Because since each co-wife vis-a-vis each other is given no credibility, so also they're given no power to contradict each other. Goes both ways. They have no credibility to allow each other respectively to get remarried, have no credibility also to wreck the other one's testimony. However, you have two groups of witnesses which contradict each other, so then, in that case, in fact, we say what?
we say that they're discarded. So Rav obviously doesn't agree with that, because Rav holds that even by witnesses, we say the same thing that we say by the co-wives. Okay? Yeah, but it's not Rav Shita. See, Rav lo Shmiel at the Mar Rebbe Lezer. It doesn't hold that which Rebbe Lezer was Moida. Okay, Rav Lezer was... He's not, he came out of left field. He's not an Arsugya. It's an Yavamis.
I don't think so. But even if he is a Tana, that won't bother Rav, because Rav is obviously has the right to argue on Tanoim, right? We know Rav Tano Polik. So he's not tied down to anything any Tana ever said. Okay? So,
Why according to Rabbi Eliezer do they say it says Hoil Bahim Modos? I all the Zuzu of Modos Shem Kayim, right? Rashma, that if they weren't Modos, that he was Kayim. So, Loginos.
Right.
Right, so we see
that
we do.
No, if one said he was still alive. What? No, it's true. If one said that they were still alive, then we wouldn't allow him to get remarried. But you know,
right.
Since they both said they're dead, and one tzar is not has no credibility to contradict the other tzar, that's why we let them get remarried. But were one to have said that he's alive, then we wouldn't allow them to get remarried.
Why?
Because we would have been chayshish for the one who said he's alive.
Yeah, but are we saying that they don't have credibility vis-a-vis...
Only vis-a-vis death. But vis-a-vis life, one says she's still alive, we have to be assumed that maybe she's telling the truth. Vis-a-vis death, we don't give any credibility either to be Mekel or to be Machmir, vis-a-vis the other one. But vis-a-vis life, she's alive, we would give her credibility.
Okay? Says Mar Mesisa, please go Rav. The next Mishnah obviously argues on Rav. It says, Echa Chakiros Vecha Bdikos, both in the cross-examination of the actual when the event took place, where it took place, the essential details, and the bdikos, which are not essential details.
When they contradict each other, one group contradicts the other, just the edus is null and void. Amar said, no, that's not a contradiction, Rav. That's pasal l'Rav. Rav will say, that's only about 8 by 8. We have witness A contradicting witness B. But ena chanami, if you have to one group of witnesses contradicting the other group of witnesses, you can continue to accept them. You don't have to take them off the trial. Rabbi Ahmed said, "Afilu tema kat bekat." Even if you say one group is contradicting the other group, shani he dine fashas. You know why I take them off? Because that's only about dine fashas. Now the truth is, on top of the Ahmed, we said even by dine fashas, Rob says we accept them. And we say, even though one has one version, the other has another version, sof kol sof, they testify that the murder took place. But now the Gemara brings up and produces a different svara, which is in fact the way, of course, the Bavli learns, that dinei nefashos is different. Dechsiv tzedek, tzedek tirdof. You should pursue ultimate justice. Now, of course, the Bavli doesn't learn out from another pasuk. From that pasuk, anybody remember where does Bavli learn out that you incline towards leniency by dinei nefashos? B'tzilu Aida, right. The court should try and save the person under capital punishment. Yeah, capital crimes. Okay? Tanya Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yochum, Rabbi Broker. Shmuel, son of Rabbi Yochum, Broker said, Lo Nechluku is a little bit of a gears of change in the carbon aid, I'll just say it outside. They didn't argue, Besilim Beshamai. They did not argue, Misha Yushteki Teidim Eidos Oso. That if two groups of witnesses testified about a guy, and one guy said that he's a nausea for X amount of time, the other guy said he's a nausea for a longer amount of time, right? She had nausea kikal shemem, that he's a nausea according to the lower standard of the two groups of witnesses. Aman echluku, and what was their machloka shal shnei edim, when they are two witnesses, one against each other. Shabbat Shammai says, Nechko Eidus, the group has split apart, there is no Eidus, and we do not make him a Nazir at all. Vein Nazirus. Beisil says, Yesh Bichal Chameh Shtaim, if one witness said two, and the other witness said five includes two, Shein Nazir Shtaim, so he's a Nazir for two cycles at the very least. Okay? So we don't cancel their testimony altogether. Okay, Achalach Mishal Harini Nazir. I'll look up to the next parak, fourth parak. Mishama Harini Nazir, somebody says, I'm a Nazir. Mishama Chaver, and the other, his friend says, Vamar Vani. And another friend hears and says, Vani. And a third friend says, Vani. Kulam Nazirin, they're all Nazirin. Hutar Rishon, what if the first one gets his neder matered, right? Kulam, Hutru Kulam, all of them have their neder matered, then because they're all contingent on each other. Okay? Now, this is a very important point to make, which the Achronim make here. This is different than the first mission of the Masechta. First mission of the Masechta is if a person sees a Nazir walking in front of him, and he says, hey, that's called the Yad L'Nazirus. He grabs on, so to speak, to that Nazir, and he becomes like him. If you use the hey, I will be, literally, and not Yad, then even if that guy gets his Nazirus matured by going to a Chacham who nullifies his vow, your Nazirus still stands. But here you said va'ani, so in this case, your Nazirus is contingent on his, because you said, and me too. So the me too makes it that if his Nazirus gets nullified, yours Nazirus gets nullified as well. Okay? So there's a difference between whether it's a yad, you said a short form, which is a handle, but and grabs onto his Nazirus, in which case your Nazirus still remains independent, or where it's called, they call this hatpasa. Now, it's also a language of grabbing, but it catches on to the other one, and therefore, if he falls, you fall too. Okay? That's the basic difference. Okay? Hutar Achram, what if the last guy in the chain had his Nazirus nullified? Achram Muti is okay, but Kulan Asurin, the first and second guy are also. Hareini Nazir, a person says, I'm a Nazir, v'shama chaver, and his friend heard, Varmi says, Pikipiv, my mouth is like his mouth, Lusari Kisaro, and my hair is like his hair. Hareini Nazir, he's a Nazir, and this case also, that Chorayim say, is like the Hay case. Because he didn't make a contingent, he didn't say, Vani and me too. He said, my mouth is like his mouth, my hair is like his hair. That language is not contingent on the first one's Nazirus. It's an independent Nazirus.
Except his mouth and his hair were all nullified.
Right, doesn't matter. My mouth is like his well, he has to say, and me too. Not my mouth is like his mouth. That's different, because then, it's not the same language of grasping on. The Gemara is going to make it more clear, I think. But that's the difference. Hareini Nazir, if a person said he's a Nazir, Vishama Ishto, his wife heard, what an idiot, Varma Vani, and she said, and me too also. Mefer Shalah, he can nullify hers, Vishlokai, but his is still intact, obviously. However, Hareini Nazir, if she said first, I'm a Nazir, Vishama Bala, and he's heard, Varma, and says, Vani, me too, and a Yachalah fairy can't nullify her vow then. Why is that? Because he's taking upon himself Nazirus is a confirmation of her vow. It's a tacit confirmation. And we know once he confirms her vow, he no longer can nullify it subsequently.
He can't nullify her vow and then go nullify his own vow?
He can. But not, no. Oh, not in the last case. No, last case he lost the power of nullification. Because once you confirm, you have a day if you didn't confirm. But once you confirm, you can't nullify anymore. Okay, so that was confirmation, the fact that he was so happy that he became a Nazir too. Kei Masniso, so says the Gemara, this is the way to read our Mishnah, Vani, only two people, not a third person. And the Mishnah said, Vani. Uh-huh. Only two, not three. Why is that? Man Tana Vavim, who's the Tana, the Gemara is going to say in a moment, we're not up to yet. Man Tana Vavim, who's the one who said, everyone says, has to say with a vav, Rabbi Yehuda. We had this earlier in the Masechta. Baran Kremir, right at the beginning of the Masechta. Baran Kremir, like Kremir, ani, you don't need va, ani. The ani by itself suffices. Now, the carbon apine emotion learned like I just learned, that ani suffices, that it's contingent. The Shai there still says, no, in order to be contingent, like our mission, it's got to be vani. There must be a vav achibur. It has to be connected by the vav. When he says ani, Rabbi Meir says that, it means that each Nazirus takes effect, not that they're contingent. And therefore, it becomes like the first mission of the Masechta, where it is, if you say, hey, I will be, then again, you're not contingent, even though you said you want to be like him. So that would be the case where Rabbi Meir, ani, would not be contingent. Masnisa, now, according to Shai Teres Yisrael, this is going back on Rabbi Meir. But really, it seems like it's going back on everybody. Ani Masnisa, I don't know actually if that's right about that. Maybe according to Shai Teres Yisrael, going back on everybody. Masnisha Shiu Kulem Bitok De Dibur. Everywhere is Bitok De Diburo Sharisha. That's where you only can get in two anis. Because once you get to the third ani, it's already after Tok De Dibur. What does Tok De Dibur mean? Within the amount of time that it takes for the first guy, for somebody to say Shalom Alecha Rabbi, as the Gemara will say momentarily. The amount of time it takes to say peace to you, my master. So it has to be that the anis all took place within that time period. So by the time you get to the third ani, it's too late. Right? Because it's beyond the time period of Shalom Alecha Rabbi. So therefore it has to be only, they only have time for two. Says more, is that true? How can you say there are only two? Tani, Hutayim Tsoi, the Bryson says, if the middle guy becomes Mutter, Mimenu Lamata Mutter, from him and below are permissible. Mimenu Lamata, from him and above him in the chain, are Aser. So if that's the case, it sounds like the three guys. Because Mtsoi implies that there are three, right? So Mtsoi seems in three. So I don't know. I'm not sure why the bars were. It could have just been that there's the first guy. And the first guy says Ani, and the second guy says Ani. And the middle guy is the first guy to say Ani. But obviously the Gemara feels that there must be three guys saying Ani, and we're talking about the middle of those three guys to say Ani. So therefore, they obviously do not have to all be Tok De Dibur of the first statement, because then it's too late by the time you get to the third guy.
The question might be not that there. Our question should be that we see that it's totally on the second guy.
Yeah.
Right. So the Ba'ani is not on the first guy; it's on the second guy.
Oh, that's the question. That's not bad. That's not what the Garmeda says, but I like your pshat. He's saying that, as Bino's saying, very good. He's saying that if you're going to say that it must be that it doesn't have to be Tok De Dibur, the first guy, because if it's Tok De Dibur, the first guy, that means each guy latches back onto the first guy. So you couldn't create a chain then. It's like many people hanging from the first fellow. If you're going to say it's a chain that each one is linked to the one before, so then he wouldn't need Tok De Dibur of the initial guy. Each guy would have to Tok De Dibur only of the guy before him. It's a very nice pshat. Did you see that somewhere? No, you just made it up. It's good. Okay?
I thought it was a chain also, but it could still be Tok De Dibur.
No, but that's exactly what the Gemara answered. That's why I think Bino's right, because look at the Gemara answers. So therefore, these are afilu kulo, afilu enklum Tok De Dibur, Dibur Shurishan. Itaka don't need all of them to be Tok De Dibur of the first guy. Rather, all you need is a Tok De Dibur Shozeh. Vizeh a Tok De Dibur Shozeh. Each has been Tok De Dibur, the one before it. So that's why Itaka is a chain, like Bino said, because each one is linked to the guy before. They're not all tacking on to the initial node there, but each guy is tacking on the one before him. That's very good. Okay. Kama you took the Dibur, what is the Shir of Tok the Dibur? Rabbi Simon Shir and Rashir Belevi said, Kadesh Elo Sholem Benon Chavir, the amount of time it takes to inquire after the, to bless peace, or inquire after the peace of your friend. Rabba Bar Bachan Rashir Yochan said, Kadesh Elo Sholem Ben Rav Latalmid, the amount of time it takes to give Sholem to your Rebbe. For Yorim Elo, to say to him, Sholem Alecha Rabbi. Period. Echor Ashomar, Hareini Nazir. If a person says, I'm a Nazir, now take out the Mea Yom, but everybody takes it out. I am a Nazir. Vishama Chavin, his friend said, Vamar Vani, me too, Mea Yom. And the second guy added on 100 days. And the first guy then said, number one said, even some people will throw in the word Rishon. The first guy came back and said, Vani. So the first guy just said, I'm a Nazir. The second guy said, I'm a Nazir 200 days. The first guy said, oh, me too. So Nasa Ikar Tfela, in this case, the one who was primary became secondary. In other words, now his Nazirs becomes 100 day Nazirs, has to all happen Tok De Dibur, otherwise it won't work. Because once after Tok Dibur has elapsed, the first guy can no longer modify the Nazirus he took upon himself. But if he says, no, I'm Rei Nazir, and the second guy says, Vaniya Kur Meriyom, there's still enough time, those are short words, for the first guy to say Vani as well, and therefore it latches on to the second guy, so the first guy's Nazirus becomes 100 days. Okay?
Echo Chum Arani Nazir. If a guy said Arani Nazir, and so it should be here, Vishama Chavero Vamar, his friend heard and said, Vani, Batoch Decha Diburo Shorishon. He said, oh, Diburo to Vani within the amount of time that the first guy spoke. Vishama Chavero, and then the second guy, this is really a repetition of our Mishnah, the second guy heard, the third guy heard, Vamar, he said, Vani, you talk to the Gibur Shol Sheni, then talk to the Diva Sheni, Hutar Rishon, the first guy nullifies vow, Hutar Hasheni, then the second guy gets his vow nullified, and the third guy as well. Hutar Hasheni, if the second guy goes Mutar, then with the Shari Torah takes out the word lo. It was really wouldn't make any sense to have say the word here is low here. Hutar Shay, the second guy gets mutter, Hutar Shlishi, the third guy gets mutter as well. Echotram Arani Nazir Stein. If one guy said I'm a Nazir too, Vishamu Shnaim, and two people heard that for Amru Anu, Vanu, and they said, and we. So what is Psha? Nazirim Shtaim? Are they two Naziris all together, and therefore each one of them keeps one Naziris? Call echot ve echot shtaim. Does each one of them keep two naziros? Right? Gemara doesn't answer the question. Says Rabbi as it may. Says Gemara, who hutar? If he becomes permissible, who true hain? Then since their condition on him, they become mutar as well. Who true hain? If they become permitted, they go to a chacham. Lo hutar. Who? He does not become permitted. Shnaim shamru arein nazirim. So two people said we're nazirim. Two people said we're Nazirim. Vishama Echon, and one guy heard, Vamri said, Vani, Tachash name in lieu of both of them. I'm sorry, that's Vani. Then Tachash name Nazir, does he have, he take Nazirus for both of them, and if he only has one Nazirus, or Tachas Kolechov Echon Nazar, or does he take for each one Nazirus, in which case he has two Nazirus? Again, the word doesn't resolve it. Huchurhein, however, here, if they become mutar, the two people who took the neder, then hutaru, then he becomes permitted as well. Hutaru, because he's contingent on them. Hutaru, if he gets a heter, then lo train, they do not get a heter because they're not contingent on him. Pimia, now getting back to the Mishnah. Piminayayin. Everybody says my mouth is from wine. Abstains, obviously. Roshi, my head, miataglachas, from haircuts. You are dying, my hands, minatuma, from becoming tome. Raglai, minatuma, my feet from becoming tome. Roshi nazir, he says, my head should be a nazir. Or kvedin nazira, my liver should be a nazir. Nazir, in all these cases, a nazir. In the first few cases, because he picked one of the salient features of nazirs, and a nazirs lemechza. There's no such thing as a partial Naziris, so it spreads throughout the entire parameters of Naziris. In the second case, it's because he took Eber Shanashuma Shama Tluyabo. He chose limbs which are essential for the life of an individual. And when we choose limbs that are essential for the life of the individual, so we say the Kedusha spreads throughout his entire body. So if he said, my liver is still going to be a Nazir, obviously he had liver problems because he was drinking too much wine, right? So if he said, my liver should become a Nazir, so then his entire body becomes a Nazir.
So they knew about it in those days.
I don't know if they knew about it in those days. I'm just saying that. I don't know.
No, why the liver? Why not kidneys or heart or other organs?
It could be. Maybe that's it. Could be they knew. Okay. Kenza?
I had a question on one of those cases before where Nazir Reuven says, I'm Nazir. Shimon says, I'm Nazir for 100 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then Reuven becomes
another. So Reuven says me too. He's got to say me too.
Yeah. What if Shimon then is Mayfair, goes to a Chacham and Mayfair is his nether?
Oh, that's cute.
Reuven
be stuck with 30 days.
Stuck with 30 days, not 100 days.
Probably.
Because he said primary and secondary,
right.
So he reverts back to his primary status.
That's really, but it's a cute Chav. Probably is true. Shkoyach. Okay.
The,
Tana Yerushalma. Yes.
The Pnei Moshe, I think maybe that's what he means here. He says here, which is a little bit above the first line of the more there's Iker.
Yeah.
Right? Or Bitol. So he says, Dehu Iker, Vikamashavar, Yafilu Shayim Nasin Tfeilalacha. In other words, I guess even if
I think he means like the Gemara is saying that when the, even if this guy is doing the tefela business, but still, if the second, if that guy gets a heter, so he's, they still have to keep the 100 days.
Well, that's different cases going on. He's going to have two guys accepted, one guy accepted his ears, and two guys then said Vanu.
Right. Well, two guys said.
But there it's not talking about the time period.
Oh, I see. In other words, we would say. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's not Dr. Zell's case.
I got it.
Okay. Says, what if a guy said, Hiluchi Nozir, my walk should be the walk of a Nozir. My Dibure, my talk should be the talk of a Nozir. He doesn't have to walk the walk, and he doesn't have to talk the talk. Rather, he is not in the low of our clue. He didn't say anything that's meaningless in terms of Nozir. Lama, why in the first cases, by his liver and by his head, is he considered to be Nozir? She'd be a Saneder. He made the net of contingent B'davish and Hashama Tluyabo. And so he made the net of contingent in something which is B'davish and Hashama Tluyabo. And we have Xerah Shava. Neder. When you pledge something to Hekdesh, if it's, you only pledge, say, the heart of an animal. So the Kedusha expands throughout the animal. So to here by Nazirus, where it's in also Neder. So man eder shenem malhal davish and neshama tliyabo. Just like by kachim, it's the same which neshama is contingent on. Av neder shenem rakan. So to here davish and neshama tliyabo. Period. Okay, getting back to the end of our mission, which talk about the husband and wife. She took a neder, then the first case was he took a neder, and his wife heard said ani, right? So then he can be made for her nether. Now, what happens if he's Matru's own nether? Hutzer who? If he becomes Hutzer, he Hutra. She becomes Hutzer because she's contingent on him, right? Hutra, if she gets a goes to Chacham, gets Eter, Hulo Hutar, he doesn't come permitted because he's not contingent on her. Mahen Vani. Now, when the going to the next case in the Mishnah, where she took a nether, so he knows her, and he said Vani. What's the status of this on Vani and me too? Matavla is it Amen? It's like he says Amen to her nether. The Kaim Lach and it's sustained for you. Or Yafilas is saying like a good thing you did. What's the chiluk if it's like Amen the Kaim Lach or if it's like Yafilas? So Rabchia Rubav Rabbi Yosher, Rabchia the Great, Rabbi Yosher the Great, Tani, they both learned the Brisa. Haisha Shenozer Benozer. A woman who became a Nazir, Vishama Va'alo, and her husband heard Va'amalo, and he says, Ma'alo is Shetazuri. Why did you see to become a Nazira? Ma'adua Asis Shenazart. What did you do that you became a Nazira? For lo is Yotze Shetazuri. I wouldn't want you to be a Nazir. Ain't got neither. So that's a nullification. Ain't got Shavua, and there's no Shavua as well. Of course, it's not a Shavua, but it means that it's a nullification. Lo Marklum. I'm sorry. I misread that. If he says Ma'isha Tazuri, Madua Sish Nazar, Loisha Rotesh Tazuri, Enka Nether, Enka Chu, if he says any of these things, Lo Amar Klum, it's meaningless. Avol Im Amar, but if he said, Yofel Sish Nazar, you did were good that you took a Nazirus, V'kacha Yisi Roitzesh Tazuri, and I would have wanted you to become a Nazira. If you wouldn't become a Nazira, I would have compelled you to be a Nazira because you're a lush. So then Tani Rebbe Chia said, Kulem Eina Yochel Afer. He can't be Mefer because he said, I like what you did. He loses right about Fora. Tani Rebbe Yish says,
Lomar Klum, he was Mefer or he wasn't
Mefer? Lomar Klum is not Mefer. And Lo Markle was not Mefer. On the contrary, if he says Yafe Asis, he loses his right to be Mefer. Right? In order for husband to be Mefer, we're going to have an admitted the next Mishnah. He has to say Muferloch. He must say those words. So if he gives her Musr and says, or he says, you didn't say anything, even if he says that, it's meaningless. Doesn't take away his ned. Okay? Now, however, Avli Mohammed, if he said, Yafa Shishan Azaz, Kacha Yisi Rotesha Dazuri, saying your fellow sees you did good, that's enough that he loses the right to have for him. And Rabbi Yoshi argues, that's Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Yoshi learned, Tanya Yoshi Kulam Yochal Yofler. He told me maybe he said Yofler if he sees. Ach Yomar, unless he says, Be Amen, Kayim Loch, yes, say those words, Kayim Loch, then, oh, Kayim Loch, oh, then Yochal, at that point he can't be Maver. So that's why you have a question on Mishnah, which is never resolved. When he says, Vani, what's it like? If it's like, Vani means like Yasha Koyach, then according to Rabbi Chia, he can't be Mefer. According to Rabbi Yeshua, he can be Mefer. If it means like Kayim Loch, sustained for you, then even according to Rabbi Yeshua, he can't be Mefer anymore.
Well, if he's just being Mekayim her letter, not taking it himself, why would he say Vani?
No, he's for sure taking himself. But when he's taking himself, what's it like? Is it like saying to her Yasha Koyach? It's like saying actually Kayim Loch. Because I would say, so if you ask me, of course, I'm not an Amora to give an opinion, but if you ask me, I would say it's like Yosha Koyach. It's not like Kayim Loch. Because a guy can think, well, it's a good idea, and accept upon himself without thinking the halachic formula of I want to be Mekayim your nether. But it could be it is. Could be that I need, becoming a Nazir in the wake of your wife is such a powerful thing that it's like a kiyum. So, in and of itself. So that's what the Shaila is it like just Yofel Sis, in which case it might not be a Kiyum. It's like Kiyum Mamish, in which, of course, it is a Kiyum, and he can no longer be made for afterwards. Okay? Halacha Beis. Haredi Nazir. Vat. He says, I'm a Nazir, and you too. Now, he has no power to impose Nazirus on his wife. On his kid later on, we'll see. But on his wife, he has no power to impose Nazirus. So what if he says, Vat? Vamra Amen. She said Amen. She's an idiot, right? She shouldn't have said Amen. Mefer Shalah, he can nullify hers. V'shalah batel. And his is null and void. Yeah, so I guess because they're contingent on each other, I guess. I wasn't really paying attention to this Mishnah. But they're contingent on each other. So he nullifies hers, and then his falls as well. Hareni Nizira Vata. If she says, I'm in a zero and you too, Shama Balavomar Vani, he says, Vani, ain't a Yochel affair, so at that point he loses his right to be Mefer, because the Vani sustains the nether which he took. I'm not so sure I like this Mishnah. It's basically a repetition of the previous Mishnah. I'm not sure exactly what it adds. I guess it adds the ratio, the linkage in the ratio. Linkage in the ratio where he says, Harani knows your va'at, since he made him, that in that case it's going to be a contingent on each other. I guess that's what we're adding here. Anyway, it says more on Yutayim Rav. Hutro he, hutar hu. In the ratio, if she becomes muteres, so then he becomes mutter as well. Hutarhu lo hutrahi, but if he becomes mutter, then she's not mutters. Because what did he say to his wife? He said, I'm a nazir if you're a nazir. So that means that if she's not a nazir, he's not a nazir. But it could be she will be a nazir and he won't be a nazir. So therefore, if she gets her neder mutter by a chacham, so he's no longer a nazir. But if he gets his neder mutter by a chacham, since he was contingent on her, but not her on him, so then she still would remain in the zero. Okay?
Confused. He didn't say, I'm a nazir if you're a nazir.
Right, but that's Sagmar's
teaching
it.
I want you to be.
Right, but that's Sagmar's teaching it. That language, that terse language of Hareni Nazir Va'at, means he's contingent on each other. So Chiddush. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Okay.
And he can be made for her letter even though he said he wants her to be a zero?
Yeah, because he didn't say it after she took the nether.
So she got the nether.
You can't confirm her nether before she took it. Right? She took the nether only when she said Amen. And he didn't say anything after that Amen, so he can still be made for her nether. And if he's made for nether, then his falls as well. Okay? Rav Avishem Rav Yochanan said, here it is, Mine Shukut Toilah Nitro Ba. It's as if he said it was neder and her. Ba'aymer al-manas. Vat. Yeah, I must have been dreaming when I was preparing this Gemara, because he says here explicitly that he says that our Mishnah, the Yerushalmi says that our Mishnah is talking about when he says Almanasvat on the condition that you are. So it's explicit that that's the Pshat on the Mishnah. Rabbi Avoh B'Shem Rabbi Yehuda said this. I remember preparing, so I don't know. I guess the first three lines I just skipped. Rabbi B'Shem Rabbi Yehuda said Habal Shomer Ain Ka Neder. A husband who says there is no neder here, Ain Ka Shvu. There's no Shvu here. Lo Amar Klum. Who says that Lashon ain't ka neder v'lo shvua? Come on, guys. Who says that Lashon? Hatoras Nedarim. Because that's how a Chacham is matir neder. He takes off the neder. So ain't ka neder v'lo shvua. There is no neder. There is no shvua. Lo amar klum. That's for a husband. That's meaningless. On the contrary, Zokin, a dying shomar mufar lach batalach, that it's nullified for you or canceled for you. Lo amar klum. That doesn't work for a dying. Each one has to say according to their specific parameters. Habal Omer Mufarlach Batalach. The husband says it's nullified, it's canceled. Zokimar ain't ka neder retroactively. There's no neder, ain't ka shvua, there is no shvua. Okay? Ha'isha Shinoja Benazir. A woman who took a neder to be a nazir, Vaisa Shreisa behind, and she was drinking wine with Tamil Mason and going to Levias. Ares Fegas Arboim, she gets flogged at 40 lashes. Hefila Bala, what if her husband nullified her vow? Filo Yodha Shefila. But she didn't know that. She was going and doing it as an Avera. In the meantime, her neder had been nullified by her husband, right? We can't flog her for it, because technically it's not Avera. Reader Mary Manus Fegas is Arboim. If you can't give her Malkus to Raisa, Tisbuk Malkus Martis, at least give her Malkus to Rabbanan. Malkus Martis is Malkus to Rabbanan. Now, actually, the Rishonim immediately goes on to speak, what are Malkus to Rabbanan? Malkus Torah, Malkus to Reis, are Aboy Chosra Achaz 39, 40 minus 1. Omdin also, and Malkus to Reis, we reckon his health. Im Yesh Malkin also, if there's a possibility to flog him and how much we can flog him. Im Lav, and if not, ain't Malkin also, we don't flog him. Malkus Martis, different ballgame. Choftim also, we beat him, actually kabel, until he accepts what we wanted to accept, actually takes in optional until he expires. There's a girsa here brought down from the Gaonim, so we don't reckon anything, we just keep beating. It's a girsa from the Gaonim, which is brought down, that we beat, Makas Martus is 80 lashes. So it actually has a number of lashes, it's 80, it's twice as much as Makas, a little more than Makas Teresa. So actually, you don't want to get Malkus Martis. Malkus Martis is really worse than Malkus Teresa. Okay? So in any event, says Gemara.
I presume they also have evaluation.
No evaluation either. Actually, that's the point. Chov Nesor Chikabu actually takes in Afshel. Actually takes in Afshel means we don't care if he'll die or not. By Malkus Teresa, we care if he dies. See, that's the good old days when men were men and Sanhedrins were Sanhedrins. Then, if somebody refused, say, to give his wife a get, bang, 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 until either he gives a get or dies. Right, the two of the widow. The famous story of Rabbi Akiva Eger, a guy who counseled your husband for, was once summoned by Rabbi Akiva Eger. And he came up to Rabbi Akiva Eger's office, and Rabbi Akiva Eger said, you have to give your wife a get, and he refused to give his wife a get. So he took out the first Mishnah in Kiddushin. He said, says here, Ha'isha Koyin Asatzim Shnei Drachim. Why a wife acquires herself in two ways, either beget or remisa sabal. If you don't choose one, then you'll have to have the other. And the story is that he walked out of Rabbi Akiva Eger's office, fell down the stairs, broke his neck, and died. So that also is an effective tool. And I don't know if it works for anybody besides Rabbi Akiva Eger.
Who pushed him?
Okay. So that's the. It says, Hashem yislach lo. Hashem forgives her if she transgressed the neder which was mufar. Magid shudu slicha means she requires slicha. Kshayla should be Rabbi Akiva, not Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Akiva, Kshamagia, Apostle, because then when he reaches his Apostle, Hoya Oimer used to say, Mishnisgavin shall be other basar chazir. This woman is like somebody wants to eat pig. Follow the other basar kshir, but instead he got, glot. Torah Kapara needs Kapara because he wanted to do something wrong. That's what it says here. And our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda, she even get Makas Mardis, right? Hamiskavin shal basar chazir, but all of the other basar chazir, somebody who wants to take pig's meat, and he taka gets pig's meat, halachas kama kama, how much more so is he going to get beaten? Now, obviously, it means somebody who once wanted to take basar chazir, amazing, forgot, and then took basar chazir b'shoigeg. Right? Because otherwise, what's the chiddush? He was taking the mason. But it means a person who at some point had an intent that through that paved his way to inadvertent transgression of the Avera, Achas Kama Bakama, even though now you might say he's a shoygeg, he requires kapara nonetheless. Okay? Says the Gemara, Vakama. Achas Kama Bakama. Sorry, how much more so? Tani, we learned. Tisha Shinoja Benozir. A woman who took a name becoming a zero. Bisham Chavetz, her friend, heard us do it. She said, Vani, me too. Bisham Abala shall reshoina. Now, the first woman's husband heard, Varmar Mutulach, he was Mati, his wife, a reshoina muteres, Vashni Asura. The first one is a muteres, the second one is Osir. Now, why is that? We heard it should be like the previous Mishnah, because Hafara doesn't work the same way as Hasat Torah. Hafara works, that Mikanu Lahaba, her nether, is rent asunder. But her nether took effect. Heter Chochon undermines the nether retroactively. Hafaras Habau undermines its ramifications from here on in. As a result, if the first Nazir's Nazirus is undermined, the second Nazir's Nazirus doesn't take effect. If the first one's Nazirus, however, is only Mufar, means from here on in it's stopped. It abruptly ceases to exist. But it existed for a period in time. And therefore the second one's Nazirus is a real Nazirus because it latches on to the real period in which the first one was a Nazira. Okay? It's a very interesting distinction. Specifically, Avashni Mutzer, the second one is also Mutzer. Tam and Tzinyak goes then, obviously, there was a complete linkage. Because that's like out tonight. Yeah. No, I guess she's. We allow her to tight herself up. We allow it so as Vani is sufficiently ambiguous that later on she can come and tell us what she meant. That must be the case. There's a case over there. There's a case that has to do with Korban Shvua. The guy lies to five people. And he says, I don't owe you money, I don't owe you money, I don't owe you money, I don't owe you money. So if he says Shvua, Tanakam just says, I take an oath that I don't owe you money, I don't owe you money, I don't owe you money. And he lied to all of them, he has to bring five korbanos, if you lie to five people. I mean, Lushimit says he has to say the word shvur at the end. Say, I don't owe money, I don't owe money, I don't owe money, I don't owe money, b'shvur. Not at the beginning, it doesn't suffice. Because at the beginning, it might just go on the first guy. So it's at the end, it's not just going on the last guy, it's going on all five of them. Okay? So that's how Rabbi Shimon says. That's Rabbi Lezer, sorry. Lezer ma'ad shvur ma'shvur ba'achoyen. Rabbi Shimon ma'ad shvur ma'shvur ko'achas ba'achas. No, this guy would say, a shvur, I don't owe you money. A shvur, I don't owe you money. A shvur, I don't owe you money. And go around the room like that. Okay? I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Now that's not the important part. Actually, the important part of the Braisa is the part which is not brought down here. The important part of the Braisa is that somebody demands of his friend, he says, you owe me wheat, barley, and spelt. And the other guy says, I take an oath that I don't owe you wheat, barley, and spelt. Okay? And he says, Shmuel, I don't owe you wheat, barley, and spelt, and he's lying. Right? So then, he's chayev only with the same machlokas. Is he chayev if you just say Shmuel once, chayev at the beginning, once at the end, or as saying each and every one. Now, that also is not germane. What's germane for us is, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Divrei Rabbi Shimon, Nimtzu She'en Biyado Chitim. Kor Rabbi Shimon, what happens if he said he doesn't have, Gritaka doesn't have Chitim? Which I demand of you wheat, barley, and spelt, which you owe me. And you say, no, I don't owe you wheat, I don't owe you barley, I don't owe you spelt. And Taki doesn't owe him wheat. He does owe him barley and spelt. So he's lying on the last two, but not on the first one. The first one is telling the truth. So in that case, he says, he's exempt on all the rest of them. And even Rabbi Yehuda agrees about this. Rabbi Yehuda is the Tanakama. Tanakama also agrees that in this case, since on one of them he told the truth, so therefore in the other two, there is no response to liability as well. Okay? So, it's an interesting concept. You have to start off for some reason. It really has to do, that's where Joy Palace are sugya. You have to start off with something which is true, which is untrue in order to get a carbon shvur. Just like here, in order to have a nazirus, you have to start off with a bona fide nazirus. Right? If there's no bona fide nazirus to start on, to start with, the other two don't latch on. Right? And you can't bring the carbonus of nazirus either. So that's the opposite. If you don't lie on the first one, the other two don't latch on. And therefore you don't bring a carbon shvur. Okay? Because each lie has to be built on a preceding lie. So it's like a chain of lies. And one of them was the truth. So then the ones afterwards don't count. It's an amazing concept, which Rabbi Yochanan is saying. But it's saying that it's like a link of untruths. All the untruths are linked to each other. If one of them is true, so that breaks the chain of untruths. Okay? So, Nimtza. Now we're going to. What? The Gemara doesn't distinguish. We're assuming even said Shvua in each one, there's a linkage on them. And therefore it's like Ushvua, Ushvua, Ushvua. Like Vani, 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 and so through they're all linked.
And not to compare that to multiple mitzvahs. Because in multiple mitzvahs, he's admitting that he owes something.
Right.
And he's punter of the
Shvua. No, it's Chayim Shvua. Well, it's Chayim Shvua. Right. So it wouldn't be comparable. Now, the Gemara goes back. The Gemara is eventually going to go back and ask on Rabbi Yochanan. Now we're going to take a different tack and assume Rabbi Yochanan is incorrect. The Gemara ignores Rabbi Yochanan and just asks the question as if we don't know anything about Rabbi Yochanan, which means either the Gemara here is out of order or this is like an ikodomri. What if he tackles telling the truth about the chitim? Which is Marash Rabbi Yochanan's case. Marash the cholo of Sharmi, does he have to be in korban shvua because of the other types? Chavrai Armin lo cholo. The Chavrai says no, because since the first thing was true, even though the other ones will lie, so he doesn't even have to be in korban shvua. Rabbi Zira Mer Chola, Zira says no, he does have to be in korban shvua for the other lies. Om Rabbi Yaakov Baracha Masnisa, the Brisa is Msiyaya, it should be Rabbi Zira, the Korbanator says. The Brisa, why for Rabbi Zira? What's the Brisa? Our Brisa! I don't know if it's the Brisa or our Mishnah. Aisha Shanot Rabin Nazir, our case, a woman who was not Nader Nazir, Vishama Chavet and her friend heard, Vama Vani, and she says Vani, Vishama Bari Shoin, and the first one's husband heard, obeyed the law and undermined the Nazirs of the first one, Harishoin Muteres, Vashni Asura. The first one is Mukam Muteres, but the second one's Slasher. So we see each Nazir stands on its own. So to there, each lie stands on its own. Shimon Omer, Imam Eloi Skamati, only if you make an absolute linkage. Imam Eloi Skamati, Elios Kamosa, Chayet Zibah, if you link them together, Avashim Muteres, then and only then the second one becomes permitted as well. Neisha Amra, Elios Kamosa, and the more clear makes it stronger, emphasizes. Neisha Amra, Elios Kamosa, Chayet Zibah, precisely because she wants to link. Chayim Lo Amra, Elios Kamosa, Chayet Zibah, but if she didn't make that linkage, the first one is permitted, the second one is still in zero. Now, mine time on, if over there, she ain't showing me kind of zeros, where the original zeros is undermined. At Omechala, you say the second one it still exists. There, kan, sheesh kan, I forgot, here the Gemara addresses your point. Kan, sheesh kan, here, where he did, talking to Rabbi Shimon, where he said, Shvur kol echad v'echad, right? So ultimately, here it's even better than the zeros in separating them. How so? Because here he says, Shvur on the chitin, Shvur on the sarin, Shvur on the kusmin. So therefore, it's a kavachomer. If there, which the second woman didn't say, v'nezira ani, she just said, vani. We say still she's independent of the first one. And the first one gets her neder mufar, the second one is still in the zero. So to Azeh Alachas Kam of a Kamo, where according to Rabbi Shimon, on each lie you have to say Shvua in order to be Chayav of Korban Shvua, that even if the first one falls away, you still have the next two on which he lied and which he has to bring a Korban Shvua. Okay? Which makes the Kalk Lokoshke. So Ma'adam Rabbi Yechanan. So if that's the case, let's go back to Rabbi Yechanan. Taka is amazing. The Rabbi Yochanan said, "Mal dan Rabbi Yochanan, that David Rabbi Shimon and Tobi Rabbi Shimon nims Hashem biyod the chitin, that if he was telling the truth about the chitin, he doesn't have any, wheat, upatel arashar, that he's exempt from the others. Why is the fact that he was telling the truth on the one exempted from the karmic shul, and the other two lies?" Says the Gemara, we're talking about Bo'emer Sa'arin Yu Kichitin B'matpis, where he linked them together explicitly. Bo'emer said, "I don't have wheat," and he was telling the truth of that. And Sa'arin, that as far as your claim of barley, that's like the wheat claim. So he linked them to each other, right? V'kusmin Yu Kichitin. So since he linked to each other, one of them is telling the truth, so therefore he's then for a karmic shul on the other two as well. Okay? Again, because he made explicit little linkage. Now, Pshita Domilson, this is the next new sugya. This is obvious. Lo Hefil Abal Shereishana, the first one's husband did not make for her nether. Vavra Nidra, and she transgressed her nether, right? Loike. Now, that means that if the first one's husband was not made for her nether, and she transgressed her nether before he was made for she gets malchus. It's only our mission is talking about a case where it says she doesn't get malchus is where her husband was already made for unbeknownst to her, so they don't give her malchus. But if she transgressed before her husband heard the nether was made for, you give her malchus for that, because the Baal again takes it off from here on in, not retroactively. Okay, so shnia mau shetilke. Now, what if the second one was over there before the first one's nether was moved for? The second one was said vani. No. Think of it carefully. Because the second one, the first one is not contingent on anything. But the second one is contingent on the first one. So maybe she's better. Because maybe the first one, her nazirus only stops from that far and on. But the second one, maybe once Igloi Milsa becomes apparent that the first Nazirus was stopped in the middle, the second one's whole Nazirus is undermined retroactively. Because a Baal can only be made fair from here on in. But a condition, which is what the second one did, maybe that works retroactively. Do you see the chap? You don't like the chap. But you understand it, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay, you don't have to like it. Yes, Pino?
I think I like more, do we? He says,
"Matita
Messiah
Lechabrai."
Right?
It's a typo. Must be the Messiah Rabbi Zero.
There.
Yeah, that's what Carmenator said. They each one is independent. But I thought this is Givaldic. Shnei Masha to Tilke. I'm Rabbi Yisrael. It says like Dr. Spindel. Meachas Zuleika. No Chachmas. If one gets Machas, one does two. Says Amar, no. I'm Rabbi Law. We haven't had Rabbi Law in a long time. As a matter of fact, a lot of people take him out here too. But I'm going to leave him in. I'm Rabbi Law. Rabbi Shimon. No, we're going like Rabbi Shimon, right? According to Rabbi Shimon, let's say the following: the Teos says Shnia. Let's say that the second one becomes Kameris, like a woman says Hareni Nazira. And then take out lachar, the Friday Shabbat Teres and soil, take it out. Harein Nazir Esrim Yom. If a woman says, "I'm a Nazir for 20 days," what's the luck of somebody who says in Nazir is 20 days? There's no such thing, right? You have to become a Nazir for 30 days. 20 is meaningless, right? So here, if she says also, "I want to be a Nazir like the first one," and the first one only turns out to be a 20-day Nazir, right? Because Her husband undermined her nether after 20 days. She stopped it. So there are two options there. Either say, nonetheless, she's a 30-day Nazira, or she's not a Nazira at all. Again, this is for you don't like. Either she's not, she'll have to continue, or she's not at all. But you can't say the second one is Nazira for 20 days. There's no such thing. The first one was Nazira for 20 days because then her Baal interfered and undermined her nether. But for the second one, she had no husband who came in as made for nether. So either she's a non-Nazira for all 30 days, or she's not a Nazira at all. And Rabbi Shimon holds, Shepata Shaloi Snadim, Kedechem Isnadim. Shimon holds by Kachim, he has such as what he says. If somebody says he wants to bring a mincha from Chometz, I think it is. Something like that. From barley. There's no such mincha, right? We can't, only a site so we can't bring in a dove, a mincha from sarim, from barley. So Rabbi Shimon says he's exempt, there's not a mincha. So we don't, we see Rezer Bishimon, you don't ratchet him up from barley to wheat. You potter him because he's lois nadiv kederacham is madvim. So he answered the same thing. If Rabbi Shimon hold, if the first one is only for 20 days, and the second one can't be for 20 days, so instead of going up to 30, you kick her down to 0, and therefore if she transgresses the netter, she won't get malchus. So again, that's the chakira, which of course more doesn't resolve. So I say the second one still is like the first one, just like the first one gets Malchus, the second one gets Malchus, I'm before day 20. But they say the second, first one could have a trade in his ears because that four was what stopped in the middle. But the second one, there's no such thing. So therefore, to the second one, there's no such thing. So therefore, she goes either double or nothing, and it's better nothing than double. Okay? So I think it's a good one. All right, the truth is it's late. My daughter had graduation tonight. I feel very old. My first child graduated from elementary school. But in any event, now I'm over the hill. But in any event, well, so I think we'll have to leave.
You've got a long way to go.
What?
Let me tell you, you've got a long
way to go.
Yeah, I know. The hills are just beginning.
The hills are just beginning.
The mountains. All right.
All right, so we'll stop here for tonight. We'll pick up for tomorrow over here.
So you weren't there for graduation?
What?
You were there for graduation?
Yeah, I wasn't.